Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Started pole vaulting in the eighth grade, and by the time he was a senior at Bloomington South, Dan Burton was a state champion in 1985. 5 years later, an outdoor Big Ten champion at IU. Great early coaching influences, including Larry Williams, his jumps coach. Still Larry, this day, the Panther head coach.
Larry started as a newbie coach, straight out of college, didn't know anything about the pole vault. And I think that's what really helped us the most is we learned together, and it was a trial and error. And you can't fight the fact that you have Indiana University, you had Coach Gosh right across the street at the university, and then at around the same time, you still had one of the best vaulters in the world, Dave Voles, who, Monroe County guy, you know, he was jumping at the highest, you know, 19 foot back then. You had a lot of influence in this community in the pole vault, and a lot of young kids really aspired towards that.
And Dan Burton fit into that category, and Dan Burton will vault now right into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame tomorrow night, be enshrined into the class of 2023, Dan Burton, Bloomington South, class of 1985. Don't forget the meet and greet. It's open to the public at 5 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Certainly a textbook example of what being a Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame contributor to this sports community is all about. Mick Renneisen. His big night, Friday night, part of the 13th annual class to be enshrined at the Monroe Convention Center. Director of Parks and Rec for two decades, already in three softball halls of fame. Former broadcast partner of mine here on the airwaves back in the 80s. And now his turn to be enshrined.
It's just not something I ever expected. And, you know, none of this has been anything I've ever expected. I don't know if anybody would ever say they did expect to go into a Hall of Fame anywhere. I mean, I'm sure people think that, but I certainly didn't for any of these. So, it was humbling, and it still is humbling, and it's quite an honor. And, again, to do it in a place where you live, where people you know, that know you, that I don't know if it gets any better. It means way more because people know, I think, or they know me at least now. That's very, very humbling.
His big night Friday night, Mick Renneisen into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Don't forget the meet and greet. It's open to the public. It starts at 5 on Friday night. Our thought for this Thursday, stop comparing yourself to other people. Just choose to be happy and live your own life. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.